The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected pleas from the Bush administration and the business community, ruling that victims of torture and other human rights crimes may sue their tormentors for damages in the U.S. courts. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The case of Mexican doctor Humberto Alvarez Machain has plagued the U.S. court since 1990, when the U.S. paid bounty hunters in Mexico to kidnap him and bring him to the U.S. for trial. The charges were subsequently thrown out of court for lack of evidence, and the doctor sued both the bounty hunters and the U.S. agents who'd ordered his kidnapping for damages. He sued under the Alien Tort Claim statute. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Alvarez Machain did not have a claim under the law, but the court rejected the Bush administration's attempt to render the statute completely ineffective. The court said that damage suits can be brought in U.S. courts, but only against people who commit torture, genocide, or other crimes against humanity. Writing for the six-member court majority, Justice David Souter said that when the so-called Alien Tort Statute was enacted at the founding of the Republic in 1789, it was meant to apply to only a narrow set of international law violations, such as piracy on the high seas. In modern times, said Souter, the torturer has become, like the pirate and the slave trader before him, an enemy of all mankind. Paul Hoffman, a human rights lawyer who represented Dr. Alvarez in the Supreme Court, sees yesterday's ruling as one of those cases where he lost the battle but won the war. His client lost, but he won the right to continue bringing human rights cases in the U.S. courts under the Alien Tort Claims Law. And he sees the possibility of even more far-reaching consequences.
There's a very good possibility that torture victims in Iraq or in Guantanamo might well have a claim for relief under the Alien Tort Claims Act against U.S. officials or contractors.
Hoffman asserts that yesterday's ruling will aid ongoing damage suits against both individuals and corporations. The petroleum multinational Unocal, for example, is currently fighting a lawsuit over its alleged collaboration with the Burmese government in the use of slave labor to build a gas pipeline. Again, Paul Hoffman.
Most of the cases that have been brought against corporations for their complicity in human rights violations raise the kinds of human claims that the court has found to be actionable under the Alien Tort Claims Act. These are claims for genocide, war crimes, crimes against humanity, torture.
But as Carter Phillips, a lawyer on the other side of yesterday's case, observes, the Supreme Court was careful to limit the reach of the Alien Tort Claim Law.
I don't see this as a broad ruling. It didn't kill the cause of action the way I think the business community would have liked, but it's just not an open invitation to lower courts to make up new, interesting liabilities.
The law, says Phillips, will remain where it's been for the last quarter century. Tyrants and torturers who live in or travel to the U.S. will be sued successfully by their victims. But corporations, he believes, will be in a better position to defend themselves.
Do they have to face these kind of lawsuits? Yeah. Will it be somewhat expensive to defend against them? Sure. But I think the court probably will be open to future arguments that if this statute gets applied too broadly.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.